Nothing better than a county fair. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, it's definitely fair season in Tennessee, and we're blessed here to continue having such a large number of counties that still hold on to their traditions of holding an agricultural fair. Sure, there are many folks that go for the carnivals and the entertainment, but there are many others going to see their kids or grandkids show their livestock.
Yeah, we have the full livestock shows. We start our fair with beef cattle and have full beef cattle shows. The state Polled Hereford show is here. The state junior show will be our first show, junior Polled Hereford show. And then we have all the breeds that, any breed can come. We have shows for most of the major breeds, and then we'll have all other breed type shows.
Dwayne Perry is the extension leader in Williamson County, where the county fair gets underway this weekend. And besides beef cattle, they'll have dairy, sheep, and goat shows and many others. And despite this being one of the fastest growing counties in the state, they still have plenty of farm interest to show off.
Williamson County still has a lot of agriculture. While it is a county that's connected to being very suburban, it still has a lot of agriculture. And agriculture is important to the economy of this county and to a lot of people. And, we've added some things this year that I think reinforce that.
And Dwayne Perry says one of their goals is to try and educate those non-farm folks attending the fair to get a better understanding of the importance of agriculture and how it's changed over the years.
We're bringing in an equipment exhibit this year that is designed to try to help the public understand how farming has changed in terms of scale as well as to benefit the environment.
And they'll be taking precautions with the kids and the livestock to protect against the heat. But in Williamson County and some 60 other county fairs across the state, there's a lot to see and enjoy over the next several weeks. And you can go to picktnproducts.org to see when the fair's in town. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.